Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The real Heat lifer, the voice of the Miami Heat, Eric Reed, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Eric. The end stretch of the Miami Heat coming up here, a couple games left, and then all of a sudden it's the play-in tournament or the regular playoffs. How are you doing this morning, Eric?
I'm doing well, Zach and Joe. Good to be with you. Yep, six games left. And to play in or not to play in, that right now is definitely the question.
Eric, God, it's crazy. It looked like they were on track there for a while, and then Jimmy can't play the other night, and then end up. I'm just curious. What do you look at? They're sitting with 35 and 31. They still have a chance to jump as high as 5 and as low as 7 here. But you look at the biggest problem. Has it been 3-point shooting, late shooting in games, defending the three, injury bug that's they had a lot of guys miss a lot of games. What do you think's been the biggest issue with this team overall?
Do you have an all of the above box we could check, Joe?
I don't know if I hit them all or not. That's why I was kind of wondering there.
You know, it's been a lot. Listen, when you're hovering around 500 all year long, you know, there's the built-in ups and downs that come with, you know, losing almost as often as you win. They keep giving you hints like there's more there. Certainly we learned from last year, you know, remember going into the playoffs last season, Joe, as the fifth seed.
Right.
Nobody saw what was coming next in advance, and nor do we now. But listen, there's a lot to still play for right now. First of all, you got to beat Minnesota on Friday. You already lost to them once. Miami has done well for the most part against the under 500 teams. I think where, you know, they've looked in the mirror and not like what they've seen back is against the winning teams, and Miami does not have a good record against those clubs yet. But you have to beat Minnesota Friday, and then you would come, you know, face-to-face with the two games that will, you know, dictate how you probably feel about your regular season. Back-to-back in Boston, May 9th on Mother's Day, May 11th, which is next Tuesday. And the Heat have put themselves in a position already trailing the Celts in the series, one game to none, of almost having to win both in Boston to finish ahead of Boston. If you can't do that, you know, then you better brace for, you know, this play-in tournament that you've heard a lot about it, Joe. I mean, I want to go through it a few times before I formulate my own opinion on it. There's certain things I really like about it, though. The fact that, you know, it's opened up playoff drama to teams 9 and 10 right now.
Right.
And when you look at the Washington Wizards and the charge they're putting on late, I think that's great for the game to see Beal and Westbrook play at this extraordinary level. And nobody wants to see them in that play-in round. But if Miami has to, they're going to have to play 7 versus 8. You know, the winner has 7. If you lose that game, you got to play the 9-10 winner. If you lose that game, there are no playoffs. So it's life on the edge. Everybody moves to that window ledge. And that's what it's all about this time of year. But hopefully the Heat can avoid it. If not, there'll be an extra game or two.
Eric, the morning after the Mavericks game, we came in here and we were talking about, you know, going over everything in the box score, obviously. And the conversation we were having here was that Bam Adebayo's got to step up more offensively or be more involved offensively, especially when Jimmy's out and Jimmy's not playing in the game. Is the criticism on Bam when we come in a morning after that? Should he get that criticism? Should he be more involved, do you think, in a game where Jimmy's not there?
If you're going to win that game, yes, probably. But I think Bam, you know, you might be able to criticize him for a game or two here and there, but he is averaging 19 points per game. He's taken a tremendous leap. You know, nobody looked at Bam until now as a guy that you could count on offensively. And now, you know, it's 19, 20 points a game, and he's getting 20 or more on most nights. Did not have a good game that night. And I don't think the Heat played well that night. You know, what happened in that game, he got off to a great first quarter start, and then it faded. And I think the thing that Eric Spoelstra probably liked least about it, you know, other than the lack of defense, was the lack of fight, you know, back in the second half. So that's what you need to tap into. So to put it all on Bam is probably not correct, but he didn't have a good offensive game and wasn't as impactful on that end as the Heat needed him to be. You know, but that's behind us now. Next one's coming, and he's got Karl Anthony Towns, and we got the highest scoring rookie in the league, and Anthony Edwards coming in, who just scored 42 last night in a loss. So there's no easy games, that's for sure, especially this time of year, Joe.
Hey, let's talk about those New York Knicks. What a great story, and we've been waiting for this turnaround with the Julius Randle. What a great story, and Derrick Rose back with his old coach as well, and I've been shocked. I mean, it's clearly, to me, the best coaching job in the NBA this year. Have you been surprised? I know you're an old Knicks fan anyway, but I think it's great for the league as well. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from the Knicks so far?
I'm surprised how well they have played. I thought they were better. I thought Tom Thibodeau would improve them. I didn't know it would be by this much. And, you know, when they lost Mitchell Robinson, guys, earlier in the year, their 7-foot sort of shot-blocking, rebounding center, I thought that would hurt them because they've been, you know, the best defensive team in the league all year, you know, thanks to the way Tom Thibodeau coaches and practices and preaches and teaches. But when you lost him, it moved Nerlens Noel into the starting spot. It hurt their depth, but it hasn't really hurt them like I thought it would. Julius Randle, I think, is one of the most underrated, you know, underappreciated players in the league. RJ Barrett has had a much improved second season. And I think the pickup of Derrick Rose is one of the best midseason acquisitions this year in the NBA. He has really helped them. And even though they got pounded last night at Denver, it looks like, and they got three tough games left on this current road trip, but it looks like they're going to have enough to hold on to that fourth spot. And then it's going to be about for them, you know, getting rid of immediately the joy of just making the playoffs, because once you're there, it's about what you do there. And, you know, nobody wants a first-round exit. They've been waiting a long time to get in, and they're going to want to stay in a little while. It's going to be very interesting to see how they do play in the playoffs. And right now you could be looking at a Knicks-Atlanta first-round series. And the Hawks, man, they just keep surprising you. Last night they had 7 in double figures. They shot 63%, Joe, to beat a very good Phoenix team last night, Atlanta. So that could be a really great first-round series, Knicks and Hawks.
We were talking about something else this morning, the guy out west and LeBron James and his injury and stuff, and I just want to take a moment. I want you to listen to this for a second again.
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron,
not two.
Tell us about that.
Not two. Not three. Not three. Not four. Not five, not six, not seven. Hey, and when I say that, I really believe it.
All right, so we got two out of the deal. Two out of four ain't bad, going with all those great games and stuff. We were just talking about, because we got on this thing. You know, some people really like LeBron and some just really don't. And he gave the Heat a great 4 years of fun. Nobody complained when he was here. He left, and, you know, some people jumped off the bandwagon. I'm just curious. How do you look at LeBron James overall after being such a big part of calling his games and getting to know him a little bit?
Well, as one of the greatest players to ever play the sport, a great winner, you know, a champ, a guy that gave us four of the best years we'll ever have down here.
Right.
And I look forward to the day someday when his career is done, whenever that is, Joe, I think you're going to hear for the first time probably the real appreciation that he has for the 4 years that he spent here, for two championship memories that he'll always have from here. And I think you'll see that when it's done. And when that number of his gets hoisted to the rafters at the American Airlines Arena, where it someday will truly belong. So I got nothing but gratitude for him, appreciation for him, and respect for him, Joe.
Eric, you know that soundbite in 100 years, we're still going to be listening to it. You know your voice is going to be all over that for the next
100
years.
Oh, man, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, people would have forgotten that I had anything to do with that, including myself, by the way.
You know, it's funny. I use it on everything. I know more people that go, well, how many do you think you're going to get tonight? I go, not one, not two, not three, not four. You know, I mean, you can put whatever number on there. I'll go, damn, Eric Reed got that one, that big old smile on your face up there. That was a special day, man. Hey, by the way, how many of those posters did you get that day? Did you take home?
I don't remember. However many I got, I don't have any of them left.
Me neither.
Joe,
but, me neither. They're all gone.
You know what the lesson of that is, though, the whole thing? I mean, listen, that was one of them.
Oh, man, what a great day.
It started off those four magical years. It was a special night. We all got caught up in the excitement. I think when you look back on it, you realize, man, we thought it was going to be easier. Everybody thought it would be easier to just line up and play and win championships. It's the hardest thing you can do in the world of sports, Joe. You know it. Win a championship. So much has to go right. And now, man, if you got three great players, you're fortunate, but you're not the only one in town that has that. So it's really hard to win at that level. You got to stay healthy. You got to keep your group together. The ego thing has got to be a team ego and a winning ego. And man, it's anything but easy. That's for sure.
I totally agree with you, man. Right. Just nobody's going to argue winning those things. And we got some teams in town that have been on serious droughts as far as getting those championships and even losing that final game a couple of times. Those sting, man. And through the years, it doesn't get any easier, you know. It just you're right. Hey, by the way.
You know what, Joe? I even look back to last year, Joe. I think, you know, everybody sort of dismisses the Heat in the finals last year. Remember, that series went six.
That's right.
And you lost Dragic and Bam in game one. It's a shame. You know, you can't revisit it. Yeah, there's no revisionist history on it. I guarantee you, though, it would have gone at least seven. And if it goes seven, you got a puncher's chance to win it there. But listen, that was great getting there. We'll see what happens, and hopefully he can get back in there and get it going again in the playoffs.
Yeah, get on a run here. Hey, I got to leave you with this one because we were talking about injuries earlier, and I said, you know, I do feel bad. You and I went for a loose ball in Weston at outdoor, and I didn't know the bench wasn't going to move when you went flying in.
Me neither, by the way. Me or my shoulder did not know that bench wasn't going to move either.
And the shoulder gets destroyed, and I didn't even take you. I should have been the one to take you to the emergency room, and Ira took you, and I ended up playing basketball for 2 hours with the other guys. I just want to let you know.
And Eric, just between me and you, cheap shot or not by Joe there?
I don't think so. You know, he's a big guy, even with them little twinkle toes of his. But you know, the thing I love about Joe, like the big, strong guy with the soft tongue. Like, you'd think he'd have like a power game in tennis. This is twinkle toes. He gets to everything. He got the soft touch back. He is the Charles Oakley of tennis in Broward County.
But you know, I forgot about our other injury. You probably forgot. We're getting ready to play tennis one day. You opened a can. Hey, you cut your friggin' finger. You had to go to the emergency room. I thought you cut your damn finger off that day. And you went, we can't play. And I go, what do you mean we can't play? And there was blood everywhere. You remember that too? We're bad together, brother.
That must have been my stunt double.
Oh, man. This is the greatest interview ever. Eric, you're the best.
Oh, you are good, man. This is your life, brother.
Hard to forget about. Joe, I'm so glad I came out with you this morning. Hey. Not only have you taken 15 minutes from my hour workout, but you've just rekindled some beautiful memories. God bless you.
You get back up to Boca, man. Get back to your normal day. Eric, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate you,
Eric,
coming on. Thank you.
Same, guys, and excuse me for that slip. All right?
That's all right.
You never have to apologize on this show, Eric. We love you.
He forgot.
Eric Reed. Right. Eric Reed.
And I got to tell you, you know what? Every time I open a can, they go, "You're real careful." I go, "Yeah, man, I'll play with a guy one day, cut his damn finger off. I'm making sure."
Oh, God. Eric, get out of here, Eric. We'll talk to you later.
Eric, thank you, buddy.
Later, man. Later.
Good
luck.
Oh, man.
That was Eric Reed joining us on the Toyota of
Hollywood. Oh, man. That was funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I ambushed him with the second one.
You did. I don't think I've ever heard that story.
I was waiting to get it.
I don't think you've ever told that one. I've always heard the one where you kind of like wrecked his shoulder. I've heard that.
I think... Were we both between relationships? I think – I don't remember. We were spending a lot of time together and playing sports. And, of course, he got real skinny and he was cut and I was still eating like crazy. But we were playing tennis, yeah. He literally – we had warmed up and stuff and he popped a can. And I look over and he goes, "I can't play." You know, and I look and I mean – it looked like he took a damn knife to that finger.
But you could cut a steak with those – tennis
yeah.
can
no,
like
no,
those things
cans.
Are so like
you got to have respect.
Like, make an advancement in the
so,
tennis ball world like
you would
don't
think
use
there
that.
Would be something so like I shut my hand now when I do it like if I'm cutting something it not gonna be one of those fingers like he did. I think of him every time I pop a can of tennis balls a couple of times a week, man.
It is one of a great feeling though when you pop that thing, this the nice tennis ball smell.
Oh man,
yeah, it is actually. All right, listen, we got to go to break. Thank Eric Reed for coming on. He was outstanding today. He was outstanding as he usually is, and known Eve for a long time. All right, I want to talk to you about another guy I've known for a long time. His name's Mike Okotsie. I'm talking about Mr. Choice Mortgage, and I want to just tell everybody out there, if you're not sure, you have a question about a mortgage, you have questions about interest rates, you're ready to refinance or reverse mortgage, debt consolidation, VA loans, or you've just been renting and you're ready to buy. Something new's gone up and you really like it and you're going, "Mike Okotsie, can I get this?" And he's going to go, "Yeah, why are you renting for $2,000, $3,000 a month? Why haven't you called earlier so I can get this done?" It's about great service, 7 days a week. He does not work banker's hours. He does not do that. This guy, this is how he makes a living, and he's really good at it. Been doing it for 25-plus years. No nonsense, just good old straight talk with him. And if you have any questions about anything, rates now, how much you'll save off the rates you have, whatever it might be right now, Mike Okotsie wants to let you know. Fixed rate still in the twos, man. So call him. Get it going today. I'm telling you, get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsie. I'm going to give you a cell phone number, and I want you to call or text him just to get started. Or if you just have a question, you don't even have to use him yet. Just tell me what you think. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms are always subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. I do it slow because it's important. It's 561-441-2730. You call him or text him today, tonight, over the weekend. It doesn't matter. You can always visit choicemortgage.com to get more information. Choicemortgage.com. For a guy that is just absolutely the best at what he does, helping you, Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.